Start over here. We went over the basics of the Chiyuv Mamon of the Moiser. The Chiyuv Mamon of the Moiser is that if the Yid gave over the money of another Yid to a guy, he's considered a Moiser and he's Chayv Mamon. We said that the category which this falls under, Kipshutai, is Dina Degarmi. We said over a few Gemaras, Baba Kama, the Achvui Achve is Bendina de Garmi, and we said over two Gemaras in Kovzi Zayin Amad Aleph, Baba Kama, two stories, and one of them had the Yesoid of a distinction between Natal Venosan Biyad and Hera. The Natal V'Nasan B'Yad is Nezikin B'Yadayim, whereas Hera is Garmi. And the difference is Natal V'Nasan B'Yad is Chayiv even B'Oynes, and Garmi is Chayiv is Potter B'Oynes. And we said another case is that even if you're bringing it, but if they had access to it without you, you would be Potter. Those were the Gemaras that we had mentioned. We went through in the Rif, in the Ravid, and I think the best place to chazer it over is in the Rambam, which is on page 7, if you have it there. So the Rambam says like this. I read the Rambam. Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, in Hilchos Choyvel. But Medivam Amorim, Kishahara Amoyser Me'atzmoy. There's some books over there. Aval im onzu akum o Yisrael anos lahara is vehera harei zepatim in atashlumin v'im nasa v'nasan biyad. So if he was forced and he showed it, he's potter. If he showed it by himself, he's chayiv. V'im nasa v'nasan biyad, and if he gave it over biyadaim ava bishu anos chayiv l'shalim. Why kalazamatzel atzmai b'momen chaveroi chayiv l'shalim. So matzal atzma b'momen chaveroi, this is a klal that is chayv l'shalom. What does it mean, matzal atzma b'momen chaveroi? They were forcing him. They were basically forcing him to give it over. So matzal atzma b'momen chaveroi is chayv. We'll see how far that goes. Ketzad hareisha gazer hamelech lohavi lo yayin oitevin v'kiyotze b'dvarim elu. The melech makes a big announcement. I need X pounds of grain or this many barrels of wine. Now, one guy decides, oh, I want to find favor in the eyes of the government. So I know someone that has that amount of wine or that amount of grain. I'll tell the government, go get it over there. So v'amad moiser v'amar hareyish l'pleini oitze yayin etevin b'makom pleini. He tells the government about this person's stuff. V'halchu v'lakchu v'lakchu chayiv l'shalim. Onsu ha-melech l'moiser zeh ad shi'ir aloi oitzer si yayin etevin. If they forced him, so it's an oines, oi ad shi'ir aloi mamon chaveru shu b'ireach m'lefana v'her aloi m'pnei ha-oines. He showed them where it is. Harei zeh potter. We'll see what an oines is. We mentioned last week, is oines oines nefashos or is oines oines momen? Page 7 in the bottom. She'im lo yira lo yakeyu o yamisu. So what's the Rambam mashma? What's called oines? What's the end of halacha gimel? She'im lo yira lo yakeyu o yamisu. Sounds like only physical yisurim you're not mechayev to endure. For physical yisurim, if they were forced you, and then you were mara, you're potter. But what if it's not physical yisurim? It's just a fine. Or more than that, you could have gotten away with you yourself giving the money. What do I have to give his money for? You could have gotten away with giving your own money. So then, it's not considered oinus. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch, the Shachar. Nasa mamon chaveroi biyadoi v'nasnoi la'anas. If you took the money, be a daim, and you gave it to the anas. Chayiv l'shalim mikol makayim afa pishamelch onsoi lahavi. Okay, so this is a big chiddush. This sounds to me like a little bit more of a chiddush. And taki here, the Ravid argues that the Rambam's paskening that let's say the goyim specified a person, and they said, "I want that guy's money. You figure out how to get it to me, and you give them information that allows them to go get that guy." Right? In today's day and age, that governments are more have to pretend like they're more a chashuv and upstanding, and they don't just want to steal people's money outright. So they need information in order to steal people's money, right? They're not just going to go into the guy physically and take it. So they need a shtickle how to do it. So you help them find that shtickle that they're looking for. So that's what we're talking about. And according to the Rambam, even if they're honest, you want a specific person's money. If you're nasan v'nasan biyad, if you gave it over to them, you're chayv. Information may be called hera, but if you give over biyadayim, you're going to be chayv. On this, the Ravid argues, Amar Avram, gam bazeh laniyazdaiti harav hu hoylech ve'en agoin moideloi. Okay, so now that's the sheet of the Mechaber of the Rambam. Let's see how the Mechaber paskins in all three cases, all three Eifanim. So Shin Peches Sif Beis, which is page 8. Hamoiser mamoin biyad anos. If you give over money to an anos, bein anos goy, bein anos yisrael. Whether the person is a goy or a yid, you're giving over money. Chayiv l'shalim. Mehayofesh shem benachos of your chayiv l'kamazik. Kol mash loka choynis. Av apish loy nosa hamoiser veloy nosan biyadoy. Even though you didn't give it over biyadaim, ela hirgil bilvad ve'emes goyvin miyarshav kishar kol hamazikim. So he holds the mechaber clearly holds that it's a real nezek, because the mechaber holds that it's a real nezek to the point that if he dies you can collect it from the estate. Okay, so that means that it's not just a knas. If it would be a knas, then his estate wouldn't have to pay. It's a real nezek because he gave it over. This is the Ramallah Shitasoi that garmi is only a knas. And since Garmi is only a knas, you don't have to pay from the estate. Okay. Let's go to the next page. Page 10. We'll skip over that Ramah. Page 10. V'med v'mamurim in the mechaber b'shehera ha-moiser me'atzmoy. If the moiser was mara on his own. Aval imansuhu goyim o yisrael anos laharois. But if the goyim were ma'anasim to show it. And he showed it. V'hera harei ze potter mitashlumen. If he's forced, he's potter. Okay? The Rama adds, what if he was forced to show his own, and then he showed, in addition to his own, his friends? That's not an oinus anymore, because he could have gotten away with just showing his own. Okay, so now we said last week that even though Garmi is chayev, and Adam Wood La'ilam, but oinus is chayev, but an oinus on Garmi is potter. Garmi is only chayv if you're mechavin lahazik. Here, you're oinus, you're forced, this, you showed it, you're potter. Okay? But, im nasav and nasav, yeah, that it's now hezek biyadayim, the imamish gave it over, ava pisho onos chayv l'shav shamatza atzmei v'mamon chaveroi, chayv. So this is a very interesting shaila, right? Matzal atzmei v'mamon chaveroi, like we said last week, when you're chasing, someone's chasing after you, and you take their silver, their glass vase, and throw it at the ganav, then you're allowed to do it, but you're chayiv, because no one Maisi used his money to save your life. You're chayiv, and that's what happened here. Kaitzad harei shegazar melech lavi lo yayin etevin ukiyotze b'dar me'ilu v'amad moiser v'amar harei yesh l'ploini oitza yayin etevin b'makam ploini v'alch v'alchu chayiv l'sham. If he showed where it was, it's chayiv. Now there are ma'ad v'afilu yisruhu v'loy omr loy alma v'hera mamun chaveroi chayiv. Let's say they just are banging him. He doesn't even know why. And the way he decides he's going to buy it, he's going to get out of this problem, is by showing money that belongs to the community, his chayiv. Again, because you can't be matzal atzmai b'momen chaveroi. But there is a case that oynes is potter. What's the case that oynes is potter? Let's go back to the beginning of the sif. What's the case that oynes is potter? When he didn't give it over. If he just showed it. He showed where the money is, he's potter. Says the Rambam, very important caveat on that. V'loy mikri oynes ela hakoyis v'yisurin. Oynes is when they're mamish forcing him. Avaloy oynes mamoin, but not oynes mamoin. So the Rambam is paskening, like the Rambam, that oynes mamoin is not called oynes. So it means if you could have gotten away with just paying your own money, or they would have fined you or something like that, then there's no oinus. And then if you leaked information based on that, then you're going to be chayiv. If you leaked information because they were going to put you in jail, right? They were going to put you in jail, and they said, look, there's five. You have five misdemeanors. I don't know, whatever. You have five crime. You have five offenses, and based on those five offenses that you have, we'll put you in jail. But you can get out of jail if you just give us information about the big fish that we're looking for. We're not looking for you. We're looking for the big fish that really is in charge. If you have information on him, you give us information. If not, we're going to press charges on you because you have five little stuff and we'll put you in jail for a couple years. So that's lemaisa. There's an oinus on that. It's oinus. It's isurim. And if you give over the information, lemaisa, it sounds like over here you're going to be potter. Because it's garmi. Now, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. Because it's matzal atzmai b'mamon chaveroi. But if you did, you'll be potter. But if the choice was that you'll just get a fine, then your mamash chayv me'ikar adin to pay. It's not called an oinus. So you're just called a moiser. And then you have to pay all the damage that was caused to the other person. Now, right here, if there's a shach on the bottom of the page, there's a shach. It's on the inside column, but it's on the second wide line. And the shach is chav beis, last shach on the page. He says, "Avaloi oynis moment kein kasav abis Yosef b'shem chuvis maimoni." In page 12, because of the poshutu, he says it's simple. Here now the column's on the outside. Omnum b'tshuvas harashba loymashma kein. Shekasev dasugya ma'ir b'oynis momoin. It is talking about oynis momoin. And then go to where I underlined it. Avol mimash this avol mikomalka b'madisvirli la'arashba de behera potter ap b'oynis momoin ein hechrach pashas u'poiskim negdoi. Says the shach, the Rashba holds that even oynis momoin is called oynis. Then he brings a sefer achinuch. It's very interesting that he paskins. Someone just a few weeks ago was telling me, Sefer Achinuch is a Musar Sefer, we don't paskin like the Sefer Achinuch. I said, this Shach paskins like the Sefer Achinuch, Beferish. So he brings the Sefer Achinuch. Gam Matzasi b'Sefer Achinuch la'ara'ah b'parshas Kedoshim. V'zel shoyne, uchidatani, Yisrael sh'on tzuhu, v'hera mamun chaveri potter, d'chol mara'ai the oynes potter. If you just show the money and it's oynes your potter, pirish meirenu, which is the ra'ah, d'loi soiv dover on tzuhu b'gufay, el afilo on tzuhu b'mamun, sh'ikhulu mamun min al-yar, mamun chaveri, v'hera u potter, v'enu chayevel b'mar ma'atzmai. So mefurish Sefer Achinuch, that oynes mamun is considered an oynes. In the end, the shach says, v'nir ali, d'yocholoy makimli, kafasayu. So he can go to Bezdin. Bezdin will not be mechayiv him if he has a good toyin, because the toyin will tell him to say kimli. So Bezdin will not be mechayiv him because he was forced. They were going to take away all of his money if he didn't give the information. Since they were going to take away his money if they didn't give the information, so then again he's not allowed to because he's still being matzal atzmai b'mamun chaveroi. It's not a good thing to do. But since he's an oynes, he's potter. Okay. That's machoikis. The shach's maskana will be that you're potter. Now, that comes up quite frequently. In other words, I have something. Let's say the oynes was asking about you know, violations. Someone's building next to me with some sort of violations. So, at most, what's the oynus here? There's surely no oynus on me. I have no chiv to tell the government. I have no oynus at all. At most, you'll say, maybe what he's doing is going to somehow lower my property value or something like that. Let's say what he's doing illegally does affect my money. It affects my mamun. So, lemaisa, what? You say if he doesn't have a right up, he didn't to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not talking about that. If he doesn't have a right up, he didn't, it's not Masira. If Al Pidin, he's allowed to do it, then if Al Pidin, you have a taina, so first of all, go to Bezdin then. What are you being moisturim to the government? Bezdin will paskin in your favor, and then he'll have to pay. or they will whatever. The Bezin will tell you what to do. You don't have to, you know. But if you, we're talking about where you don't have any right al pidin, you don't have a right al pidin. But Lamaisa, what he's doing is bothering you. Now it's bothering you because it's annoying, or it's bothering you because Lamaisa is going to lower your. You think it's going to be mazik you somehow or other. So the Gros says, what's pshat in the first shita? What's pshat in the first shita? Lamaisa, it's an oinus moment. Why isn't that oinus? Suck the Gros, because the Gemara Ksuvis calls this guy a rasha. Someone that's willing to do an avera in order to save himself a couple of dollars is a rasha. It's the Gemara, it's the lashon of the Gemara is rasha. Okay? So, here, where's the Gemara? In this moment, yeah, it's right after I underlined in the Gemara on page 11. He says that time the b'makom oynis potter kivin the ena ala grama v'alma v'chiv mishum knas ki agavin ala kansu ava b'oynis mamin amrinam perik beiz ziksuv is the havu reshi'i. So the guy's a rasha. So do you want to be a rasha? Do you want to be labeled as a rasha? And what's pshat in the shach? The shach says you're potter. So you look at the end of the Gemara, third to last line of the Gemara. Va'ain shach v'yesh that your potter v'yesh lomer ledaitoy avagav to have a rishi avagav but the loy have a ragroma mikamokam potter. So don't think the shach is making you into a tzaddik. You're right to a rasha because you care so much about your money that you're willing to go and give away moment of Yisrael over to a guy to save yourself money. Okay, it's an oinus. It's hard to overcome that nesayin. But my see a rasha. So there's no heter. Just because it's going to affect you to go be moiser someone, someone's money to the government. Now, I wouldn't have thought that I was listening to a shir on this from Abdoiv Khan. He doesn't strike me as the type of person that's saying stories about moifsim and stuff. But he said over a maisa that he said he was giving the shir. I don't know what year it was. He was giving the shir. And he says, toich dvarim of giving the shir within 2 weeks. Right now, while he's giving the shir, Maisa Shahaya basically was, he said he knows the story, he knows all the details, everything, he's just not going to say all the details because maybe other people know also. But basically, someone was Maiser, getting bothered that a Maiser HaTorah in a city, I don't think it was Lakewood, in somewhere else, was doing some building violations, something. And they were mastering them to the government. I guess maybe they bothered the person. I don't know exactly what his cheshbon was. And he said that back and forth, the information was accepted. And they came down within a week to start finding the moysed. He said it was not even 10 days after that. And he was zoicha, the moyser, to the Gemara, that Moridin Vilimalin and he would die to Misa Mishunah.
Wow.
He said he was at Misa Mishunah, that no doctors, it was not a medically explained death, it was a Misa Mishunah, that was his lashon. So, and he said, because there's one other thing that a Moiser is besides everything we said, right? There's a Chiyuv Garmi, so some you're a Mazik. And we said that maybe Ein L'chilek L'mahaba. But he says that there's an aror, because there's aror makler e'u basaser, which means there's an aror in the Torah for someone that goes behind someone else's back to go damage them. So a moiser is aror makler e'u basaser, and he gets an aror in the Torah. And an aror in the Torah gets cursed. We don't know what the einish is. But it's a serious thing. So anyway, definitely, if what's at stake is your money, then take care of it in Beis Din, take care of it within the community. But to go be moiser it is a big chomer de kazach. Okay. Now, Halacha Gimel and Dalet start talking about what we mentioned last week. What if the government is looking for someone specific? So till now we were not talking about that. Till now we were talking, either they made a public announcement, hey, we're looking for grain, we're looking for wine, or you just went on your own and we mastered them. What happens if they are looking for someone, they catch you and they say, that guy has something we need. Get us that money. So now maybe it's a little different. So let's see. So Halacha Gimel discusses this first. It says, "Unsu hamelech lemoiser ze, ad shiyare loy mamoin chaveroi shehu bayreach melafanov." There's a guy running. He's on the border. He's running away with his money. And the government says, help us get this guy. Vehero loy mipnei ha'ines. And he did so. He did so. Hareza potter. Why? She'im loy yira loy. Because if he doesn't do it, yakuhu o yamisuhu. They may kill him. They may kill you if you don't give the information. So since they may kill you if you don't give it, so you're allowed to go give it, because they're not going to kill the other guy. If they would be killing the other guy, maybe you're not allowed to, because that's a ritzicha. But they're not going to kill the other guy. They're going to find him. They're going to take away his money. So if they're going to kill you, you're allowed. It doesn't say you're allowed. It says potter. It says potter. So again, here it's more pashut. You're my sir.
If they're
going
to kill him, it's still be broken, because you don't, my cousins, I'm not doing a maisa.
I am doing a maisa. I'm giving it over. It's enough of a maisa for this. It's not like Tosis' case where they just threw you on the baby. You're not being Sheval Tasa. You're it's a maisa.
They're going to kill the person who's not maisa, but the person who they're going after. This is the case.
Yeah,
the person they're going after is her mama.
They're beating you until you get that information. I don't know. Maybe they're going to kill him. Once they get that information, they're going to get their $500 million. They don't care about it. They're not going to kill him. So this is an unbelievable. It's taka unbelievable because Rabbi Kivager says it's garshver, but there's an unbelievable sma over here. That the sma is medayik the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the sma Yud Beis, the sma is medayik the Shulchan Aruch, which is actually the lashon Rambam. It says vehero loy mipnei ha'ines hareze potter. Why does he say potter? Yesh potter means you're it's like you're exempt. Yesh ledaktik meloshen Rambam v'amechaber midikasu loshen potter v'loikasu de mutter kividin enas alzed yesh lomad lechatchil lo yareihu elashim yareihu potter. Meis lechatchil, you still shouldn't do it. Even in this case, when they're giving the guy yisurim, they're hitting the guy, in order to give information about someone specific. If you give the information, you're potter. But you're not allowed. That's the Sma says.
So for Olam Haba punishment only?
What?
Olam Haba punishment? You're not allowed, but you're putter?
Okay, so you're putter from payment. You want to know about Olam Haba? If he's saying you're not allowed to do it. So if you're not allowed to do it, Mistami, you're over the Avera. But you're exempt.
You're not going to get the Diraisa of Moisa.
But hold on. Why? If it's only Darabon, why do you have to subject yourself to all this?
No, they're hitting him. This is the Pater
Abel
Aser of Masira. There's a level of Darabon. You shouldn't do them in Darabon.
Well, the problem is, Rabbi Kivager, look at Rabbi Kivager. This print doesn't have this Rabbi Kivager. This print doesn't bring the Rabbi Kivager the way we have it. What? I had a Rabbi Kivager here. Rabbi Kivager says, yeah. Oh, they say it's printed somewhere. He brings from the Maran ben Chaviv Dochazev v'helo demutu lechatchil laharis v'lo yeharik. It sounds like from the Sma that even in the case that they're going to kill him, they shouldn't give it. It's like yarug v'al yavar to be moiser. That's what's mashma from the Sma, because that's Rabbi Kivager's diak in the Sma. You know that there's three averis chamuris that you're not allowed to. You have to give up your life not to be over. According to the Sma, there's a fourth one on the list, not to be moiser. Either it's a combination, maybe it's machshav avodah zarah, maybe it's involving, I don't know. But the Sma is going on these words of Shulchan Aruch that it says, and on that he says, oh, it's Potter. So you can't tell me Potter avodah zarah, there's no darabon yarek v'yavar. right? So it means he holds the sma that mesira is one of the yarg v'yavar. It's unbelievable, and this is a big chiddush because here they're asking you for this guy's stuff. Okay. Now the shach doesn't is not the shach argues on this, and Rabbi Kiveger says, so if you look. Rabbi Kiveger on this shach, he just says, "I am safer." Toises Yom Kippur l'maram ben chaviv. He doesn't say what the Toises Yom Kippur says. In this print, they bring down what the Toises Yom Kippur says. He says that v'im omri misol the hela the mutar lechatchil laharis v'lo yair harik. So this is an unbelievable sma over here that the sma is learning that mesira is yarek v'al yavar. So now we have a fourth on the list. Means that you're not allowed to as avodizar shvichas damim and gilei rayos and maybe mesira as well. So Rabbi Kiveger argues and he says no. If your life is at stake, you're allowed, and you're allowed. And probably if they're beating him and torturing him, mistama, that's called mesira. That's called his life is at stake because they're not going to stop. And Mamela, and perhaps one could argue in the olden days for sure that jail time was also like that. Nowadays, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Depends
what?
Depends which prison.
Right. Probably depends which prison.
The Ordersville is probably better than Rockner.
They're more that feeling is.
Okay. Akoponim is a big chiddush in the Sma. I'm not sure what to do with it exactly, but that's what he says. But either way, in this case, you would be potter. Now, the one thing's for sure though, the Gro is medayik. If you look at the Gro Lamed, he's medayik over here. Why did the Rambam say lo yer lo yakehu o yamisu? Zok de Gra on this, he says, "Mashma koshakosav ba'agav b'sev beis." In other words, it sounds like from the Mechaber that he would agree to the Ramah that oynis not like the Shach that oynis mamoin is not called oynis, because otherwise why do you have to say yakeyu yamisu? Let him say that they're going to find him. So it sounds like the Mechaber and the Ramah both hold not like the Shach, but the Shach says Kimli, you could say Kimli, like me. But the Mechaber and the Ramah both hold that an oinus of moment is not called oinus and you're chayiv to pay. So we're saying that there's three levels. There's a level that you're allowed. There's a level that, which may not be ever, according to the Sma. Maybe according to Rabbi Kiveger and the others, it's when your life's at stake. There's a level you're not allowed, but you're potter. And then there's a level you're chayiv, right? You're chayiv if you did it on your own. You're chayiv if you're oinus and you gave over the money. But you're not chayiv if you're oinus and you just showed the money. Because then it's a garmi. Garmi is pater ba'oinus. What's called oinus? On that we have a machlokes in the poskim. Mechaber Ramah hold oinus is only physical oinus. They forced you with malchus, torture, something like that. And the Ramah and the Shach holds that even oinus moment is called oinus. Okay? So far... So good. So well, it's not good, but it's clear. Okay. Now, okay. One thing we didn't discuss, which I think once we have this, I think it would end up being clear also, is what happens in a case where they are accusing you of doing it? And Lamaisa, it's not you, it's someone else. Right? So I would assume it's the same thing. If by accusing you, you're going to get... In other words, say, here's a good shaila. They're accusing you for doing something, and really it wasn't you, it was really someone else. So is that the same thing as saying, well, look, they're going to accuse me, now what's going to be the consequence? If I'm guilty, then I'm going to have to pay a fine. Maybe I have to just swallow it. Versus being moiser him. If it's jail time or it's some sort of physical consequence, then at that point I'm an oinus. And then maybe you have the issue of the smar or not. Or here, or maybe there it's worse. Because since he put you in that situation, he's more like a roidif now. this guy did something very specific that's putting you in danger.
Well, he stole on his taxes. He wasn't planning on having you caught or him caught. He thought everybody's going to get away with it. He got caught, and the company got caught, and it's going to fall to one of four people. So you could point the other person because you're saving your own hide.
Right. A lot of times, right, like this type of case where right now, in a case where if you don't give it, he's going to be misakin other people, and you're allowed to be moistened. We said that already. Like, let's say you have a case where you know they catch you bringing in smuggling something. Someone asks you to, that whole case. Someone asks you to bring a suitcase into a country, and then you find out that it's illegal stuff. So there, it could be that you could be moiser that guy, because he may do it to someone else also. It means if he's doing this, he's probably in the business. So, what?
You should be malin. My reading very malin to him.
He's a danger to society. So then we have on if it's going to be able to avoid him doing it again to someone else. We already said you have a heter to be to moiser. So in a case where,
if you don't mean to be a writer, you don't always have to be a writer because you meant.
We said already, we brought a raya that raidif shloi bekavana from the Gemara, from the case of the baby. What the Gemara calls it a raidif.
Didn't we say that we have to try it first, if you have to stop him, that's then, and only if we don't think he's going to stop, then...
We said you have to give him asra. That's what we said. The Lashon is giving him asra.
If a person gets caught in the airport with the stuff and he said, you know, did you pack this yourself? Just saying, no, I didn't, someone else did it, would probably be usher, because mehek tesi... he's going to do it to someone else.
Nothing's going to happen overnight over here. Meaning, and if you know that this is not the first time he's doing it, I mean, it depends what you know. If you're an innocent guy, you have no idea, you don't know the guy. As far as you know, he's an Erlich guy.
If you know there wasn't the first time he's doing it, you're an idiot for taking the
bath. Right, that's what I'm saying. So right.
You're in the airport, they pull you aside, you have illegal stuff. You have zero knowledge of anything right now. The pashas will be usher to say that, then who was?
Okay, so you have to know. You have to know what the scenario is. That's what I'm saying. The heter is based on that you could stop him from doing it again. But if you can't stop him from doing it, or it's not an issue, it's not a chashash that he'll do it again, it was a one-time thing in the first place, and he's not going to do it again necessarily, you don't have that heter. But now...
But you're going to be in trouble now.
Now you're going to be in trouble. So is that the same thing as this? So let's go weiter, one more sif, and we'll see if we have an answer to that. Not sure we will, but maybe. So, Siv Dalet. Nasa mamon chaveroi biyodai v'nosnei la'anos chayiv l'shal mikomokoyim. So if you brought the melech, if you brought money to the melech yechayv, af al pi shehamelech onsoi lahavi. So even though the melech forced you to bring that money, that means, so here we're taking it a step further, there's an oinus, but the oinus is on that money, and you went ahead and brought it via dayim, says the mechaber yechayv.
Why is it? It has to be on that money.
Yeah, that's the chiddush.
Just that amount.
No, if it's that amount, it's poshut your chayiv. Here the chiddush is, even though they're telling you, go get that money from that guy, so they're telling you already. So it's not, you're not coming with the ein fall over here to get this, find this guy's money. They're asking for that guy's money, you're still chayiv. On that, there's a long shach here. If you look at the shach in Chavdal, it's a long shach. The shach basically comes out like the ravid that we saw. That I'm not mechuyev to go and save Yena's money that's putting me in sakana in the first place. That guy has money that they want. That money is what's making me in the sakana. So then I'm allowed to give it over. That's what the shach holds. This is the second kul of the shach over here. So the shach holds that if they're asking for a specific money, I can give them that money and I'm potter. Because I'm not mechuyev to let that money put me in danger. We said, but I'm not mechuyev to matzah mamon chaver benafshoy. That's the lashon of the ravid. So memela, the shach paskins lekula. So what do you see from there? That if it's about that person, you could look at it a little differently. If that person's money is what's putting me in danger, I'm allowed to give it over. Because they're asking me for that money. Now, that's because they... Now, let's say...
Danger what? What about if they want...
If it's just money, we're not talking. I'm talking danger of... Okay, but jail time in these foreign countries is life. There's no...
It's life and death. To a life?
like those boys in Japan, whatever. That's life and death. You have no control what they're going to do over there.
Like North Korea, you
mean?
Huh? The kid that stole the...
There was a case in Japan a long time ago.
The yeshiva guys who were stuck in Japan. There's another case that he's talking about, North Korea, but that wasn't a Jewish kid that went over. There was a case in Japan where they...
Three boys in Japan that from some Eretz Yisrael that were...
They had some
sort of whatever that they were smuggling for someone else and they didn't know what it was. So
it doesn't apply to the jails here?
It was discussed. I don't know. It depends. It depends on the nature of the situation. If you have an elderly gentleman that's going to be in jail, maybe it is. Like, he's not going to be cared for properly, you know, whatever. I don't know. It depends what the case is. Some people say every jail, they're violent, and if you're not going to stand up for yourself, it's dangerous. So
the Stam taking 20 years of his life and not allowing him to be because he's locked up, that's not considered his life.
Right. Now, if it's a matter of life and death, and what's putting you in danger is this person, then... Yesh la'ayin, if it's similar to this, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't have an answer yet. But this is a machlokes. If they're asking for that money, are you allowed to go ahead and give them that money? No. If they could get the money without you, then for sure you could give it. Because then it's nothing to do with you anymore at that point. They're asking just for convenience. They could get it anyway. They're going to get it anyway. It's just a question of... convenience, then you're for sure allowed to because they're going to get it anyway. But if they're not going to get it without you, but they're asking you for that money, the Mechaber still says that Asr Lahavi, you're Mechuyiv to pay, and the Shachol, your Potter, Mestama, your Mutter, also.
Does that include someone else snitching on him? If someone else is going to snitch on him, they're going to be asking our coworkers also. Right?
No, it has to be that it's Bialdom. That's what it means. Mikla Kalye. It has to be like they have it.
In case of Elisha, it's going to be every auditor is going to find it. Like, you know, any auditor.
They have a system in place for that. Yeah.
Okay, so here, they're going to go to every worker and they're going to pull every worker.
No. Every worker is.
Flash that on your head. Eventually, somebody's going to crash.
I don't know. Beis shutim shahaya lehem chayiv biyachad va'ana sar le'echad lifter hachayiv. Potter dezele mikinasim biyad. So that's going to be a whole other part. Okay, Beis Shutvim, one of them, is that called the Hezek, what they do to the business. Okay, rest of the Mechaber. B'medvar Amorim, on page 14, B'medvar Amorim, she'im onsoi lo'avi v'hevi chayiv, k'shlo'i giyah amamun l'shus ha'anas, avim aval anas, she'onas es Yisrael, ad, she'ereu v'amad ha'anas al ha'mamun, nase b'rshusoi, he already has control over it, v'anas es Yisrael, she'olichu l'mokam acher, v'afil l'ichu l'zeh ha'moisar, she'ereu ezeh potter, she'kim she'amad ha'anas b'tzad ha'oitzer, k'far ovad kol ma'a she'esh boi, u'ki'ilu nisraf. He's standing there, he's about to take it, he's like, hey, give me a hand. Then you're like, that's what we're talking about. I don't think it means that he has another way of getting, but he doesn't have it yet. He has to be as now. Okay? So I guess that's the suffix that we're left with at this point. The suffix we're left with at this point is what if that person is what's putting you in danger? Do you say that that's like the Ravid's case, where it's basically they're asking you for that money? So you're also, let's say the case of the Japan thing, they're asking who about this, whose is this? This is the money, we know exactly what's going on, we're not asking you to bring us diamonds from somewhere else, we want to know who is this guy. Would they be allowed to be maser to save themselves from jail time? Chomer de Kashayla. No one wants to answer, I don't blame you. Okay, it's a chomer de Kashayla. Again, do you say that that person is basically essentially a roidif? Number one. Number two is, do you say that that person may do it to someone else? So that's, if that person can do it to someone else, no shaila, of course you're allowed to. And if even if he's not going to do it, but he's putting you into this danger, so they're asking for the information about that person. It would be a chomer de gashayla. I mean, it would seem to me, according to the Mechaber, the Zichur, it's not allowed. According to the Shach, do you say that I'm being matzel myself to put him? If I would say like this, if it's going to be a fine, maybe it's different than if they're going to give him jail time. Because then it's like a little like my chazis.
Rabbi Wein once said it was a case where somebody committed very serious abuse or a serious offense. He did abuse. I don't know what it was, a child or something like that. So they weren't seeing it constant, but they saw him that he did it like once or twice. Rabbi Wein says there's no question that you have to report him.
I didn't want to get into that, but yeah.
Don't even wait for the next night.
Obviously. Yeah,
well, that's
obvious. Right, a person that's a danger to the community, you have to. There's no question. But here, my question is: if it was a one-time offense on this smuggling, and
how are you supposed to know what the, if you're going to say?
I would think that it's unlikely that it's a one-time thing. If someone's doing it, he's doing it. No one wakes up in the morning one day and hey, I have a good idea. Let's smuggle. That's his business, huh?
Suffolk.
I have a Suffolk, but my Suffolk is also to save other people's Suffolk.
Correct.
Okay, so the Suffolk is, so on a Suffolk nefashis for other people. It's not just Suffolk for his nefashis. So if there's a Suffolk, and he proved himself once already, so he's the one, he's the mitzi, not me. Right? Meaning, he's the chazaka that he's the problem.
If you're wrong, then that's...
Okay, but...
there's some sort of race so that he didn't say anything in the first place?
Yeah, huge, obviously.
The guy who gave you the thing is now... sitting somewhere else, and you know.
Of course, it's a race. So yeah, it's, you know. Luckily, there's people bigger than me have to pass those shilas. Okay. Next week is not going to be a shir. It's Chanukah. Not that you're not supposed to learn on Chanukah, but for the purposes of this shir, it's not going to be a shir. And maybe there's one more shir on Meiser. We have a couple Dayanim coming. We will get a guest shir next week or two after Hanukkah to wrap up this subject before we start the next sugya. I think the next sugya is going to be Shoimrim. We'll start something else after Hanukkah, after wrapping this up. Okay, Shkoyach Rabbi.